Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Cannibal speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, telling them stories of my adventures as I visit other children all over the world. Last night I was in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. That's an interesting place. I'd been in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin many times, but it sure has grown up. And there's a little girl living over there on 83rd Street at 1777 North 83rd Street, and she is getting ready to play with her friends. And so she told her mommy, she said, "Mommy, I'm going to have a birthday party." "Oh, you are? Whose birthday is it?" "My doll." "Well, what's your doll's name?" "Which one?" "Oh, Mary Lou." "Oh, Mary Lou? She's having a birthday? Well, how nice. Who are you inviting to the birthday party?" "Oh, all my friends." "Well, you know, it's getting kind of late. It's after supper now. And all of your friends may not be able to come out. They may have to stay inside. It's dark outside, you know." "Well, what am I going to do, Mommy? I want to have a birthday party." "Well, you just have to invite who's available. Have to invite your brothers or sisters, your dogs and cats, your various friends here in the house, or your mom and dad even. But you just have to make a party out of whoever you want." "Oh, Mommy, I want my friends here." "Well, aren't we your friends too?" "Yes. Well, have a birthday party tonight for Mary Lou, and then give her another one tomorrow." "But it is not her birthday tomorrow." "Well, that's okay. Give her another one tomorrow." So you can do whatever you want, because you can make birthdays as you want. Mary Lou might have been born twice. How about that? She's born the first time, she went back, she said, "I forgot my purse." And then she came out the second time with her purse. How about that? "Oh, Mommy, maybe babies don't do that." "Well, you make up the story yourself then." "Mommy." "All right. Jerry, you want to come to my birthday party?" "Oh, you got a birthday? I didn't know it was your birthday." "No, it's for Mary Lou, my doll." "What do you mean, come to your doll's birthday party?" "Well, I have real chocolate chip cookies, and I have real soda water." "Okay, I'll come." So Jerry and his sister sat down with Mary Lou for her birthday party. And they sang happy birthday to Mary Lou and said, "Mary Lou, you're wonderful. Mary Lou, you're great. Mary Lou, you're super." And they told all the things to Mary Lou, how much they liked her, how much she was such a wonderful doll and so pretty and all that sort of good stuff. And Jerry says, "And I like your birthday party with chocolate chip cookies and soda water." And Mary Lou said, "Well, you're welcome." "Hey, dolls don't talk." "Well, Mary Lou talked." "Why is she talking?" "Well, look who came in the door." "Oh, Mr. Candle. He was sitting on the table. We forgot to light him. Oh, ho." So they lit the candle. And then there I was, watching all of this. And I talked for Mary Lou because she couldn't get words out of her mouth. She was just like, she was tongue-tied or something. And I said, "Mary Lou says she's a happy girl." "Really? Mary Lou says she likes Jerry." "Oh, Mary Lou says that she's happy to be a doll in your house here." "Well, thank you." So Jerry's sister was quite happy with the birthday party. It's the tea party for Mary Lou. And he even came. Mother and Dad were looking in, and they were thinking to themselves, "What a ridiculous affair, but that's okay. They're having fun." And Jerry played right along. He says, "Mary Lou, you're a pretty girl. Can I have another cookie?" And Mary Lou said, "Why, yes, of course." And then Jerry looked at Mary Lou and said, "Mary Lou, you have such pretty shoes. May I have another bottle of soda water?" And Mary Lou said, "Of course." And before you knew it, Jerry ate all the cookies and drank all the soda water. And his sister didn't even care. And Mr. Candle didn't care. And Mary Lou didn't care. They all thought that was just great. They thought, what a nice way to spend a birthday party for sister's doll. Now, Mommy came in and said, "Time for bed. It's getting late now. Jump into your PJs and into bed. Time for that wonderful sleepy head. Now, come on now." So, sister jumped into bed, and she had Mary Lou under her arm. And her mother said, "Now, come on, put Mary Lou up on top of the covers here." But Mom, I want Mary Lou to be warm. She'll be warm. But first, we say our prayers. No, come on, say our prayers. Okay, Mary Lou, you say your prayer. I like Mama, I like Daddy, I like me, I like me, I like me. Mama, what's the rest of it? I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. Okay, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. Oh, Mommy, that's such a nice prayer. Yes, it is, Mary Lou. Jerry, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. I said it, I said it, I said it. Okay, Jerry. Now, snuggle down there, under the covers. Mr. Cannell's looking in on you. Yes! Hey, you kids, you're doing great. Well, come and have another tea party when I could get a piece of that chocolate chip cookie. Okay. And so, there comes Mr. Sandman, sprinkling pixie dust everywhere. Mary Lou says, I'm Mary Lou, too. I'm Mary Lou, too. So, the Sandman sprinkled pixie dust on Mary Lou. And Mary Lou fell fast asleep before Sister did and before Jerry did and before Mommy and Daddy did. Boys and girls, you can have wonderful dreams if you'll just think wonderful thoughts before you go to sleep and know that I'm Mr. Candle and I'm here watching out over you and enjoying you and loving you and blessing you and sending you happy thoughts every night. So until I see you later, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.